Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, B Brothers Publishing. Oscar and Edgar Barreto are two brothers with a passion for writing role-playing games and short novels. They have dozens of stories for sale on their website, but now all their online books are free from December 15th to the 21st of January. If you're still not sure, you can download a 7-page sample. Their stories are dystopian and have fantastic illustrations to go along with them. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, if you're not on a government watch list by now, you should be ashamed of yourself. I still can't believe I made it to the top of a government list. I've been on lists since at least 2005, and even had agents follow me around in the airports asking me questions. Many say it's a badge of honor, but I'm not going to lie. It gives me anxiety having a target painted on my back and not fully understanding the threat level I represent. Not only to women, the tax state and the family court system. But there's more there that I'm probably not even seeing. Up next, maybe part of that threat is political in nature because Wired magazine says that the Manosphere won because Trump owes at least part of his 2024 victory to the Manosphere. White dudes are going to vote for Republicans regardless of if those dudes are part of the Manosphere or not. Joe Rogan is hardly part of the red-pilled Manosphere. It's almost as if Wired is calling any man that interviewed Trump part of it. The way they call anyone that's a conservative, a Nazi. Number three, what do you call this build? Is it that I should have worn a muumuu look? How about white dudes for Harris? Or maybe even chicken legs? These days, this seems to be what half the white women I see out there look like. But I definitely think this is called the I'm a single mother that has nothing to offer except headaches pose. At least she knows what she's worth and won't date a short man that makes less than $500,000 a year. Moving on, abortion clinics are warning they'll go bankrupt if the Democrats' sex strike continues. If this is true, then it's big and means women really are going their own way. There wouldn't be a need for abortion if women use contraception and then just let any old man wrong-dog them. The real tragedy in all of this is if the abortion clinics close and go broke, who's going to provide all the fetuses for the skincare companies that sell their products to Oprah? Number five, here's the difference between humans caring more about trees making oxygen than we're concerned about the ocean plankton, which produces way more. But we don't care, and we seem to be elevating ocean acidity, which will have an effect of killing off tons of plankton. The only reason trees are deemed more important is because we live among them. For most, plankton is just an ocean abstraction unless you're watching SpongeBob SquarePants. Up next, Yale University is creating a new course dedicated to studying Beyoncé. And of course, dumb women will get into debt to pay for it or use daddy's money. At this point, university has become babysitting for adults. The women dumb enough to take this will probably say, "I'll just marry a rich fool and he'll take care of it." This is female worship and women are worshiping at the church of Beyoncé's cooch. What's there to learn about? Accumulating a collection of wigs and lightening your skin shade, perhaps. Number 17, the number of male virgins under the age of 30 has been exploding since smartphones, social media, and dating apps. 50% of men under the age of 30 have reported zero female sexual partners since they turned 18. Could it also be the falling testosterone levels as well? It's probably higher than 50% because what man is going to share his shame of being a virgin? Here's the previous survey they did, and it checks out. Moving on, in the Canadian province of British Columbia, the government has decided to create laws preventing dangerous criminals, including sex offenders, from changing their legal names. Trans activists are demanding the law be repealed, claiming that it harms them. What an odd thing to say. I think we all know why, because many are probably PDF files. BC is traditionally far left, so if the policies are changing there, then you know the winds of change are everywhere, and people are finally fed up. Number 9, what would this couple create? I think the child would look like Patrick from SpongeBob. Maybe a white Grimace or possibly Jabba the Hutt. But I definitely think that they would create this guy. And for the life of me, I couldn't remember where these guys are from. And then I remembered that it was from a Chevy Chase film called Nothing But Trouble. I can't believe that Demi Moore got roped into that B-movie. Up next, this young lady says that if adults gift a phone to their teen, then the phone belongs to them. And that they can't steal it back. Sounds like her daddy took her phone away. Wah. So she's trying to shame him. I say let her keep the phone, but just disconnect the service and change the home Wi-Fi password and see how crazy she gets. When I have kids, they won't be getting a tablet until they turn 7 or 8. Okay, honey, is there anything else you'd like to share? Number 11, this woman is upset because a guy she likes told her that she's a massive slut because she shared her Notch account with them. She's complaining about it but still won't tell anyone else about her account because, after all, women never share their number. Apparently, the guy she told now talks like he's wanting to do orgies with her. The better question is not what her Notch account is. The better question is, why did she tell him in the first place? Was she trying to sabotage a potential relationship before it ever started? Or was she hoping that he was so into her that he would accept her at her lowest point? Because there's always a chance he would find that one day anyway. Moving on, now that Trump has won, American woketards want to come to Canada because they're depressed. When they get here, the healthcare system says, well, if you're depressed, have you considered euthanasia? Which is perfectly legal here now and government funded. It's the only government procedure without about a 2-year wait list. As a Canadian, please don't come here. We've already got our plate full of liberals already. I've heard of great things about Venezuela, though. Maybe you should go there. Number 13, guys will live in the apartment on the top without any issue. Girls would live in the apartment on the bottom and still have lots of issues. They would also get into a lot of debt to get that apartment as well. The best part is that the guy living in the Beyond Basic apartment probably owns the apartment on the bottom and is renting it to the girl with issues. She's building his equity and he's getting rich living like a pauper. Up next, Sarah's Christian teacher passed a bowl of peppermints around the classroom and left one of them unwrapped and no one chose it. Then he told the class that if you have sex before marriage, that you're like the unwrapped peppermint and no one actually wants you. I guess the Christian teacher doesn't understand the sad state of simping out there, or that women can have anonymous Notch counts of 50 and no one will find out thanks to online dating. Plus, dudes will never learn about what a woman's Notch count really is, or if she's a virgin or not. Number 15, the first smartphone was released in 2007. And here's what people read in the bathroom in 2006. That's not fair, actually. Usually there was a stack of tabloids or magazines next to the toilet that you would accidentally pee on once in a while, and you'd dry them the best you could before your mother read them later. Plus, we used to get some of our best thinking done on the toilet because we were alone with our ideas and our turds. Moving on, imagine the only reason you were chosen to model for this picture is because bullying fit on your back. I don't know about you, but I prefer my rolls served on a plate. Lizzo's back is probably big enough to write an essay on. Stop eating could have also fit on there and been more appropriate in this situation. Maybe if she was bullied for being fat while younger, she wouldn't be fat today. Number 17, does anyone remember that one time when Disney let a grown woman kiss an 11-year-old boy? What's the big deal, though? This is happening now at your local elementary school, and this character was probably just a teacher. You also know that both men and women would be screaming at the top of their lungs if it was a grown man kissing a girl. Up next is poor guys asking, why me, as the female cop points a loaded boomstick in his face? I had to go find the source, and it's apparently a simulated terrorist takeover, so this guy was probably never in any real danger. But this kind of reminds me of those females that simulated a forest fire that got out of control, and they ended up burning the whole forest down. Number 19, women in Belfast, Ireland, marched to highlight male victims of domestic abuse. But why are women suddenly supporting men like this? Are there too many foreigners raping them or something? We also know that women aren't serious about their protests unless they take their clothes off. At least these women look feminine and hot, and if you look at the two on the far right, you can see how much they love the attention. Moving on, if Elon Musk makes a fully functional Tesla bot, this is what it's going to look like on the first night you spend with it. But you better be careful, because it's probably being controlled by an Indian man in a call center. Also, here's what it's going to look like when a woman gets caught with one by her boyfriend. Yeah, like that would ever happen. That bot doesn't come with a wallet and can't be used as an emotional tampon. Number 21, here's an ad for the British Air Force with zero ethnic white Brits being represented. This is during peacetime, but watch what happens when they prepare to go to war. Then the ads will only have white people in them. With Pajid and Shaniqua protecting our borders, are you feeling safe yet, Great Britain? London is basically Mumbai at this point, so it makes sense that Indians would want to defend their own country. People say this is fake, so I found the recruiting pamphlet, the full one. My mistake. There's a white person there, and it's a token white woman. How nice. I feel represented now. Up next, a building is on fire, and you can save only one of them. Who do you save? I save Fred, the raccoon, and leave the rest of them for dead. Fred is the only one who is not an insufferable leftoid. The really sad thing is that I looked up to Stephen King and Mark Hamill as heroes while growing up. They say don't meet your heroes because you'll be disappointed. These days, you don't even have to meet them. They share their crazy personalities on podcasts and Twitter and social media, and they become infuriating. Number 23, the lamestream media in Canada says that the vast majority of Canadians don't want an election and trust our great Prime Minister 100%. Yeah, right. Now they're just gaslighting us. 70-80% of the population wants to go to the polls. But Trudeau won't call an election because he knows he's going to lose and will have to go back to becoming a substitute drama teacher. When I see this, it makes me think that this is the one and only response to Justin Skippy Trudeau. Moving on, this woman says that the 24 versus 36 glow-up is real. Looks like her glow-up was all about turning herself into a high school desk or the inside of a bathroom stall with AIDS. At least on the bright side, she's no longer a chameleon, who can easily deceive men. What she doesn't want to admit to herself is that most men prefer a 22-year-old version of her. It's definitely a glow-up if she's going into the hooking business. Number 25 and the last one, the women joining the 4B movement are saying they won't be having sex until 2028. Besides investing in pet food and boxed wine, we need to also now be investing in wigs because wig sales are about to go through the roof in a month or two. Just wait to see them freak out when J.D. Vance is president in 2028. Besides, they weren't getting any in the first place, so it won't really matter. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.